Well, this Christmas, we're getting our white Christmas anyways. East Coast is really getting a white Christmas. But as you consider how you're going to spend your Christmas, I'd encourage you to think about coming and spending some time here on Christmas Eve, 10 p.m. We're going to have a candlelight service. Again, it's one of my favorite services of the year. It'll be a candlelight service. We'll serve communion, and we're going to focus on the incarnation of Christ and the birth story. But the last couple of weeks, and this week, and next Sunday also, I'm focusing on different passages of Scripture that talk about how Jesus is indeed really God in the flesh. And how He really is the one who came from heaven to live here on earth, to show us how to live that life. So we're going to turn the Gospel of John, which is one of my favorites, to a couple of my favorite passages, verses 1 and verse 14, and we're going to read the stuff in between too. But chapter 1 of John, and we're going to read here, where it really does lay out the divinity and the humanity of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. It said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him, nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your Word. We thank you that as we read here this morning, there's no question that you are God and you are man. That you came here so that we might become children of the light, children of God. So Lord, we thank you. We thank you because we need this, because we can't do it on our own. So Lord, we ask for your Holy Spirit to move in us. Move us in particular this morning. Lead us to a deeper and better understanding of your Word. Lord, I pray for your anointing upon me as I preach this morning, that your Holy Spirit would indeed be upon me in power, that what I say would be your truth, and that it would speak to the hearts and minds of each person here just what exactly it is that they need to hear from you this morning. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was considering what I was going to be preaching over the Advent season, I was... I looked at the Christmas story. I've preached it several times now. This is now the 11th Christmas that I've been here at Northbrook. I said, well, I wanted to preach. I looked back to what I've preached before, and I said, oh, I want to do something a little bit different. Where did I go? And what I've been led to is to focus over this time on the very human nature of Christ, that indeed He did come in the flesh, and that He is indeed God. And as we look at this passage today in the Gospel of John, see, I didn't have to look all that hard to find four passages, you know, for 4 weeks. The Word really is full of passages that speak of the godly and human natures of Jesus. That He is both divine and man. But we have it so plainly revealed to us here in the Gospel of John, where the first two verses lay out His divinity beyond a doubt. Then we come to verse 14, where it says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He didn't kind of dwell among us. He didn't pretend to dwell among us, but He actually came as a baby, born just like every other baby, through pain and blood. And much concern. And in need. No baby is born that is without need. A baby has many needs. God doesn't need. That which is divine does not need. That which is human and mortal does. And our Lord took on that mortal nature, that humanness, to experience need. The need that we all have, so that He might show us how best to live. I love the song that Butch just did. I mean, that's okay. Well, I'm like, okay, well, so much for my sermon. But that's fine. It just shows us that the Holy Spirit is working, just putting all this stuff together to give us the same message, to point out this is something we need to pay attention to. This is what God wants us to focus on today. Because there's a lot in God's Word. But when we come here and we see that the Word is God and the Word has become flesh, we say, okay, what about it? Well, in verses 10 through 12, we see He was in the world, and through the world was, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. Okay, the world didn't recognize Him. The world today still does not recognize Him. I take issue with people who send me Xmas notes. I don't celebrate Xmas. I celebrate Christmas. I have no idea what Xmas is. I take issue with, happy whatever holiday it is you celebrate. I celebrate Christmas. I don't get in anybody's face about it, but I make sure that I present Christ. At least I try. Because the world doesn't recognize who He is. Even though He's the one who created it, the world looks around and says, gee, I wonder how we're supposed to get through this. I wonder how we're supposed to get better. Because we look around us, we see the fallen nature of humanity. Last night, for those of you who weren't there, you missed a good slideshow that Stanford presented to us. Now, he edited his slideshow tremendously, I know, because he'd taken some heat over some of the pictures that he had. But even what he did show us showed some of the fallenness of humanity. Because he took pictures of what's happening in Liberia, what he experienced when he went there. And, you know, he said, you know, here he had babies having babies. He had elderly parents living in tin houses while their children live here in the U.S. No running water, no electricity, just living in a tin shack. I don't think their kids are living that way here. But that's what some people are experiencing. There are people who aren't going to school. You know, kids. Why? They don't have the fees. There aren't enough places to go to school. Whatever reason, there's just nobody there to direct them. I mean, many, many adults were killed in the war. Many others fled. And a lot of what you've got running around that country right now are young kids. And kids who grew up to become young adults without anybody telling them how to be kind to one another. How to be Christ-like. That wasn't in their experience. It's not just there in Liberia. You can see this all around the world. And even here in America, we have people who don't act very Christ-like one to another, sometimes and far too often in the church. It's the fallen world we live in. But Christ came to show us how to live and to prepare the way for us. See, He came to that which was His own, but His own did not receive Him. That's us, people. Yet to those who did, who all receive Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. See, it's through believing in Him that we can have that salvation. See, the world didn't believe, didn't they receive Him? But He wants us to. And He came here so that we would receive Him, that we could have that greatest gift of all. How do we get it? Well, we need to be like John the Baptist here, who there came a man who was sent from John, from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all men might believe. You need to see to testify to the light. That's our job this Christmas season. To testify to the light of Christ, that we're not worshiping a baby. We're worshiping God who came willing to become a baby and to live the life that we exist in, to show us how to live, and then provide that sinless sacrifice. So that all who believe on Him and the work that He did, those who believe in His name, are given the right to become children of God, so that we and all the rest of the world can become children of God. That's the gift of Christmas. It's not complicated, but yet it's very difficult for us to grab it and hold it and believe it quite often. You see, Jesus isn't just a good story that happened 2,000 years ago. He right now sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And He's still man. He's resurrected the first fruits of eternal life. People, many of us have difficulty really holding that and believing that. But it is the truth. And it is the light that will carry us through the darkness. It's our job as the church to be witnesses of that light. Just as John was a witness, we need to be a witness in this dark world that we live in. A witness to the light that came some 2,000 years ago. But that instead of being diminished over time, like when I light a candle, it diminishes. When we use a projector here, the bulb is bright at first, and then as it gets older, it slowly fades. This is not a light that is fading over time. This is a light that is growing stronger over time. As more believe and more follow, the light of the gospel message grows brighter. But it only grows brighter if we, the church, will witness. So this Christmas season, hold up the light of Christ. Explain why it is we celebrate. Family is great. It's wonderful to come together and celebrate together and spend the time together. But that's not why we have Christmas. We have Christmas because God was willing to come flesh and make His dwelling among us. So that we could believe on Him and have eternal life. It's simple, it's short. I don't have any more. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the gift of Yourself, that You came as the Son, the Word become flesh to dwell among us. And Lord, You just didn't come and visit and say, well, so long, too sad, so sad that you have to have this. But You came for the purpose of being that sacrifice, that sinless sacrifice that is required. Just as You were born in blood, Lord, You left this world in blood. That blood sacrifice for our sins, because You Yourself were without sin. Lord, as we celebrate Christmas, might we hold up the light of your gospel message. Hold up the light of your love for the world. Hold up the light of your actual, physical, real, and eternal incarnation. Lord, let your light shine among men. Use us towards that end. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.